Now listen to the lecture and answer questions 11 to 20. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Ronald Jaff with this week's edition of Movie Talk. First, let's look at the films this week in the theatre. The Kid Rides Again, When You Find Love, and Wronged. The last of the three, Wronged, is definitely the best. In fact, one of the best films in a long time, with Henry Michelson and Joanne Seymour. It is about a man who gets a life sentence for a murder he did not commit. In the style of the films of the 40s and 50s, it is a modern story of a man and his wife, wonderfully played by Joanne Seymour. They fight to make people believe Thompson is the wrong man and not the killer. The strength of their love is wonderful, even after Thompson has been in prison for 15 years. Of course, I won't tell you what happens after Thompson's 15th year in prison. That would ruin the story. But if you see no other film, you should see this one. The story may be old, but the acting is great, and it will hold your attention from beginning to end. Unfortunately, I can't say the same for When You Find Love. Just another silly story about how boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl again, and they live happily ever after. Will Hollywood ever get tired of such stupid films? Yet, on a New England college campus, the star of the movie, Tommy Seal, is a freshman. He meets the 2 years older, Stephanie Fall, played by Sally Evans. In real life, she must be at least 30, not 20. Well, Billy, our hero, has had a hard time with Stephanie. After all, he is so much younger. But they fall in love in about a minute, as long as it takes to take a picture with a Polaroid. And they are both so happy, in true paradise, until Buck, the star football player, played by Ronco Starr, the only good acting in the film, steals Stephanie away from the poor Billy. He is, after all, a senior and football star, and the rest of the film is about, naturally, how Billy gets Stephanie back, making her remember their love. He shows her that he, not Buck, is the man for her. Well, if you can stand a stupid story and bad acting, then take your 8-year-old child to see When You Find Love. Anyone older will leave the theatre before the movie ends. And finally, The Kid Rides Again, a western about a young cowboy, Kit Barnes, who stops the bad guys, the robbers, the killers, and plain old bullies, and helps the good guys. Kit is fast with a gun and never once in this cowboy. Kit is the cowboy who never stays in one place for a very long time, who leads a lonely but very free life. Nothing new on the storyline, but a good classic-style western with good acting. Peter Sells as Kit catches just the right mood. He's an excellent and natural cowboy. There are beautiful scenes of the open country in the West and enough action to hold your interest. A good cowboy film for those who, like me, always enjoy seeing the Old West. And now, before we go on with the news from Hollywood, a word from our sponsor.